the next page in the Good Day chapter for 2014. It's about over, too, right? Tomorrow? It's kaput. Amazing, isn't it?
Jen.
Excuse me.
You okay?
Yes, I just am. I'm branching out into foods other than water.
Oh, good. And, how's that working out for you?
Well, I'm having a little bit of fruit. I'm having a little bit of yogurt. I'm having a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Oh, no, you're doing this all wrong, Dougie.
I am.
You know what you do after you have the stomach flu? You do the brat diet.
Brat diet.
Bananas.
Yes.
Rice.
Right.
Applesauce. Uh-huh. Toast.
Okay.
That's it.
All those things. So
there's stuff can be a little rough on your system, which is maybe why you're feeling a little gaseous, as you said before we started the show. So you might want to stick with the Brad diet.
Now, how are you feeling? Because yesterday you didn't feel well either.
I know. I slept. I have been taking a lot of vitamin C, and I have to tell you this. My friend Tiffany is amazing, and she makes this thing called Master Tonic, and it's apple cider vinegar, garlic, onions, ginger, jalapenos, like spicy.
Unkissable.
Oh, forget it.
After that.
But I decided to try it for the first time yesterday because it's supposed to help knock out a cold if you feel it coming on.
Right.
You know?
Worked, right?
Kind of. I mean, I still am stuffy,
what
but my throat feels better.
In that environment would be the question people would ask, probably.
Well, let me just tell you, everybody was looking at me from afar yesterday, but...
Yeah. That's good. Sorry,
but yeah, I mean, I'm not 100%, but I feel better than I did, so that's good. I'm trying to fight this thing off because I have to travel.
Speaking of things that make people sick, you heard the story of the contaminated Royal Caribbean cruise ship. 700 passengers finally docked in New Jersey yesterday. The explorers of the sea arrived in Bayonne. One woman aboard the ship was heard yelling, "We made it! We made it!"
Aww.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control said latest count put the number of ill passengers at about 630. 54 of the crew members were sick.
Capacity on those ships, usually?
There'll be a couple thousand on that ship, I would think, at least, in that vicinity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a newer ship. Health officials suspect it was the norovirus, recommending those still showing symptoms check into their hotels and seek medical care before they head home. Royal Caribbean was providing all the guests with a 50% refund of their cruise. And I guess if you want to go on a future cruise, you get 50% off, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rushing back to sign up again.
Yeah. Have more. By the way, let me write this down. It's banana, the brat diet, banana.
Rice. Applesauce.
Banana. I was going to get some yesterday. I forgot to. Applesauce. Yeah. And toast. Okay. Toast and marmalade for tea. Remember that old song?
I'm thinking you might want to skip the marmalade. But, yeah. Okay. Right. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm just
sing
working
away.
It around. Yes. Yeah.
I don't think I know that one.
The federal government in the news today, pretty surprising, right? Top U.S. intelligence official says there is, quote, substantial potential for a terrorist attack in the Russian city where the Winter Games are going to take place.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Really? Haven't we been talking about this for how long now?
These guys are brilliant, aren't they? Brilliant.
Here's the thing. You have those Chechens. You add a few Muslims. You add a few other crazies. You mix them all together. It doesn't seem
and
like
it's
going to be a great
answer. That's what it's all about. Thousands of Atlanta students stranded all night in school buses. It was all night, not last night, but Tuesday night. Reunited with their parents. This was a news media frenzy and fiasco,
sure,
the likes of which you have not seen. Imagine, oh my God, my child is stuck in the school bus all night long. What are we going to do? It's terrible. It's awful. My God. Ah! School buses had heat in them. They were running.
To be fair, if my kid were stuck on a school bus, I'd be sounding just like that. In fact, I'd probably walk to the school bus and remove my child and, like, try to get him out of there. Yeah.
National Guardsmen and state troopers did that job for the parents. There are a lot of people who want to blame somebody. So the governor of Georgia, Mr. Deal, has blamed forecasters, saying he was led to believe by the news media that the storm would not be so bad. So if it weren't for you bums that are in the news media, we would not have had this problem. Never mind that they don't have snowplows, they don't have sanders, because Atlanta is like Dallas and many other sort of on the cusp of southern cities.
Every couple years, I've read. But
no, not even that.
But they were talking about the problem is that the kids were in school. Everybody, it hit during the day. A lot of times when it snows in Atlanta, it hits at night. People are home. It doesn't impact you as much. It was the timing of it all.
But the news media loved to get in there, those two jackknife 18-wheelers that caused the problem. Oh, man, they love that. 2,000 students who are on school buses. Let's see here.
And the traffic. Oh, the
nightmare. Churches and grocery stores and a lot of friendly neighbors opened their doors to people who were stranded. There was a baby born in a car with the help of a police officer. That's all right. Atlanta got 2 inches of snow, by the way. 2 inches.
I know. Don't laugh. You're from Boston. You guys know how to deal with this stuff.
Well, you know, I was just listening to somebody, Kenny. I think I'm trying to remember where we heard the piece of sound, which I cut. But the essence of it, when focusing on the winter or weather, first of all, is it unusual? Yeah, kind of. Is it unheard of? No. And anybody who thinks that this is out of the ordinary is ridiculous, has no sense or grasp of reality whatsoever. Because these sorts of things have been going on. I can remember back to when I was a kid, we used to make igloos out of the snow that was plowed up under the tree next to the barn in the driveway. And it was so much fun. We had every year there was enough to build a 4 or 5 foot high snow igloo. I would go out with a shovel and a spoon and dig it out. And it was just, I was thinking about that. As all these people complain about a couple of inches of snow or the polar vortex or whatever it is. So whatever it is that you are thinking about this or whatever the news media is suggesting is going on is no more than a variation on the same theme of wintertime and how climate does change, and is there an effect because we've influenced the climate to a point? Yeah, maybe, but there still are a lot of things that are going on that are just playing a part of normalcy. So one of the forecasters that we were listening to in the last hour, Jennifer, suggested the same thing that I said on the air a couple of weeks ago when the first polar vortex went through here. We're going to have a tough time through the month of February. Same thing, same pattern will exist back and forth, up and down, maybe 3 or 4 or more bouts with cold weather. It's pretty normal here in New England. I'm still on the farm, will be for the rest of the week before I go back to California this weekend. And the temperature here yesterday was about 23, 24 degrees, I think. Supposed to go up maybe to 30 today and stay there, maybe go to 40 tomorrow and Saturday and then go back down again. And if you look across the country, the midsection of the country, that's pretty much the way it is now. It's going to dip back down again next week, first week of February, to be cold again, more snow, blah, blah, blah. But the snow's pretty much all gone here. It's probably an inch or two on my farm. That's it. There's nothing. And yet there have been probably a total of 3 feet of snow here, close to it, over the course of the winter, in and out. Ground's very hard, very frozen, which is very good, as I've said before, getting rid of all the bugs and things that are in the ground that can't survive a hard freeze. So that'll be good in the springtime. In the meantime, we'll have an early spring. So what the hell are you all complaining about and moaning and groaning? And the people in Florida, even though it's we have to get down to about Del Rey for it to warm up, it is not great. Remember, the Gulf Stream hits the coast of Florida at Delray Beach. So the weather south of Delray is always very different than the weather north of Delray. You get up to Jacksonville, these areas, it's not bad. You get over into Lake City on the jet. It's not like it is if you go further south to Orlando and all the way down to South Florida. But they're still having temperatures. Yesterday it was hot, humid there. And rainy, but you know that's what you get in Florida in the winter. In the wintertime, and yet it's raining. There's so much rain. It's really pretty amusing to listen to these people complain about the weather.
I would like some rain.
Yeah, the people in Southern California would love to have some rain.
It's been way too hot and dry. That's for sure.
16 past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Do you know about Provia? Provia. Yesterday, when I was going through the stats, remember I talked a good deal about what happens under stress when your hair turns gray? It doesn't really, but you do lose your hair. when there is a lot of stress in your life, stressful jobs, that sort of thing, and living in stressful cities, and what the body does, it functions and doesn't function. Well, I have found the way. Actually, I just was asked to talk about it on the air. I didn't find this. They found me, but I'm happy to introduce you to a concept that really works when it comes to getting your hair back again. This is a little miracle bottle that contains four times the power that you have found in anything else you've ever used to cleanse your scalp, get the pores open, and have the follicles of your hair grow back again. That's 9 times out of 10 what the problem is when you lose your hair. So if you don't want to lose your hair, or better yet, you've lost it and you want to get it back again, this is for both men and women, too, by the way. Colored hair doesn't make any difference. Call 800-543-5817 for Provia. 800-543-5817. Simple concept. Cleanse the pores. Get the hair to grow back again. You'll be able to brush your hair. You won't watch it go down the sink. You won't see it on your pillow. It is all because the new Super Provia concentrate works to cleanse your pores and get the hair follicles to grow back again. Plus, there's an ingredient in it that really kind of makes your hair thicker and smoother. So, Provia, get the hair back, guaranteed, or your money back. 800-543-5817. Remember the name. Remember what it does. Younger, fuller hair with Provia. 800-543-5817.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Good day, program. Todd's listening in Brantford, Florida. What's going on there, Todd?
Hey, Dylan. I just heard you talking about Lake City being cold. Well, they shut all the schools down here, Ben. My daughter goes through Suwanee County, all the surrounding areas. But here's the kicker. It's only 40 degrees out. There's no ice on the road. And we've had much colder days earlier this year. So
they closed the schools?
The kids love that, though.
All
the
surrounding counties. Columbia, Suwanee, Dixie, Alachua.
Well, wow. They closed it for... I'm stupefied, but it's laughable when you think about it. Oh, it's the safety of the children. Really? But what it does is, this underscores, you heard me, Todd, say we'd become a country of wimps. This is another example. This is the kind of stuff that makes people into wimps. Thanks for telling us that story about what's going on in Central Florida. You're on a good day.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. Well, since I've come on home, well, my body's been a mess and I've missed that ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me.
Cool. Actually, that wasn't bad.
No. Did she write that herself, though, apparently? I'm just going to say the lyrics were necessarily the best.
I don't know. But this is in comparison. Michael, play the first cut.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best from you, too. Sometimes it lasts in love. Sometimes it hurts instead. Right.
So which of the two would you pick, Jennifer?
Well, the first one, probably.
Yeah, I think that's probably safe.
Although that last lady with some vocal training would be pretty a really good, powerful singer. She just doesn't know how to extend her.
Yeah, she's just yelling at me right now. Yeah,
that's it. All right, let's get to the late night shows, the comedy of Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon from last night.
You all heard about the snowstorm in Georgia? Craziness. Yes, a snowstorm in Atlanta resulted in a 10-hour traffic jam. To which people in Los Angeles responded, "You guys need snow for that?" "We don't need snow for that.
Oh, we just do that on Tuesday."
Yeah. A squirrel by the side of the road gets sick and traffic stops.
Hey, as you know, President Obama gave his State of the Union address last night. I thought he gave a very good speech, very good speech. President Obama says he wants to give America a raise. Just waiting cause for final approval from China. As soon as they say it's okay, then we'll move ahead. Well, the president said that unemployment is dropping, but critics claim it doesn't include people who have left the workforce. Hey, how about people who are asked to leave the workforce, like me? Are we included in that?
You know what's coming up? It's we go from the Super Bowl right to the Olympics. This is a good time for sports viewing. And the Olympics are being held in Sochi in Russia. And Vladimir Putin, very defensive, very sensitive. He has now made a public statement saying that he is not homophobic. Not homophobic. And he can prove it because he says he likes Elton John.
And this is pretty amazing. The fans at MetLife Stadium are expected to eat 21,000 hot dogs on Super Bowl Sunday. So don't be surprised when this year's Budweiser ad doesn't feature any horses. They're at a farm upstate. They're on vacation, honey. The horses are in Costa Rica surfing.
So, 21,000 hot dogs doesn't seem
that's
like a lot.
That's not a lot. I know.
How many people are in that stadium? How many people? Yeah, there's, 60,000 people in that stand, Kenny, right? Michael, how many people in that MetLife stadium. That's going to be a big, big stadium. That's why they're having it there amongst
other probably 70,000.
70,000? So 21, that can't be the right number.
No, what? There's going to be
like
more
210,000.
Yeah,
three
of
like
dogs, the beer.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. So much for
what
that.
What else are you going to eat at a football game?
George Clooney sat down for a Reddit Ask Me Anything chat.
Yeah, he told me he was doing this last night.
Really? Did he?
In my fake dream.
Well, it was a dream. Revealed a particularly mean prank that Brad Pitt played on him. They were shooting Ocean's 12 in Lake Como and had a flyer sent around saying George only wanted to be called by his character's name, Danny Ocean. Don't look him in the eyes. And he got into the local newspaper. As you know, jokes don't translate at all, and they called me Il Divo after that. Said I was treating the crew like blank. He says he came downstairs and Brad had the paper in his hand and said, "You're mine from here on out." That's 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, how's the new New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio doing?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Schrum. New York City has seen an enormous transition from a billionaire do-gooder to a labor organizer as mayor. So, how is Bill de Blasio doing in his first week?
I think he ran an extraordinary campaign for mayor. No one gave him a chance. And I didn't think that was an us versus them speech. I thought he actually was trying to reach out and to say, look, we're not talking about some big, huge tax increase on people at the top. We're talking about a small, reasonable tax increase.
Well, I do think it was a graceless ceremony. And my problem with the speech is twofold, and President Obama makes this leap as well. It's one thing to point out trends in our society towards greater income inequality. It's another to say that that somehow in and of itself is hurting other people.
That was your Both Sides Minute.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The news of the day, the important stories of the day, the good day, good guys are here. Although it bothers me.
I'm not a guy.
I know. And when you go to the restaurant, last night my two sisters and my niece and her children went to dinner because it was her birthday. And the waitress comes up and says, "What can I do for you guys?"
No.
Well, only two guys
at
the table.
Well, geez, we're at a restaurant, so how about some food?
Yeah. Well, that was part of it, I guess.
Surely, I'm not going to ask you to recite poetry. Thank you.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When I think of a restaurant, I don't think of you.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the discussion of the president's State of the Union has been supplanted by the story of a New York congressman named Michael Grimm, who was forced to apologize yesterday after he threatened a reporter.
Wasn't it Scotto that threatened Grimm?
Michael Scotto.
No.
No.
Grimm was being interviewed. Yeah, he was being interviewed by reporter Michael Scotto the State of the Union address.
Okay, I got it all. There's too many Michaels floating around.
And when Scotto was asking him some questions that he didn't want to answer, he got upset. Apparently, he's been involved in an investigation about his campaign finances. Mr. Scotto signed off. But with the camera still rolling, Grimm threatened to throw him off the balcony.
He did. I mean, he's like, "I will throw you off this balcony and I will break you in half." Like a little boy. I don't know if you saw the video, and I know it's not funny, but it was a little funny.
Well, it's just, he said, Grimm said there was no excuse for his behavior. The incident shouldn't have happened. So
he
then,
said that he was in a
why did it happen?
He said he went on to, you know how everybody has to always go on to Twitter to explain themselves. Yeah. And he had said that he didn't actually have time to do that interview with the New York one, but he did it as a favor.
Well, what do you mean that?
And he said,
why is it a favor? It's your job to be in touch with your constituents.
Well, he said he was running behind, and he said that the guy could, that Scotto could ask him only a few questions.
Baloney. Not
and when he went on, he asked him a few questions only about the State of the Union. Then when he took the turn, he said it was something that he wasn't expecting. It was something that wasn't discussed before the interview.
Nonsense.
Well, of course, but that's what his excuse was.
Yeah, I don't tell people that are on this program what I'm going to ask them.
You do not. I'll confirm that.
If anybody asks me what we're going to talk about,
you won't even tell us.
I don't tell. Oh, I'm not talking about you. You're my staff. I'm talking about people that would come on to plug something. I remember on any number of occasions saying to a producer, Kenny, I think I probably said it to you. If people want to know what I'm going to ask them, tell them I'm going to ask them something about their area of expertise. Well, we need to have a little more information. No, you don't. Not if you're coming on this program to talk about it. So if you're pitching something, you want me to help you plug your product, then you better know what your product is. Otherwise, why are you coming on?
Right.
So don't expect me to. I don't know what I'm going to ask you. I don't. Until we get into these conversations, you plan the conversation you have when you go to a party? Well, let's see, Fred. Tonight, we'll talk about what kind of cereal you had this morning for breakfast. It's nonsense. That's not how I do stuff yet. I wouldn't do it. So anyway, Jennifer has a story about it's actually a pretty good story. The Atlanta snowstorm is something we've all been talking about. Mm-hmm. And apparently, one of the Atlanta Braves players, it did something to help his ex-teammate out. I was sort of interested, not only that the guy had a four-wheeler and he just got on it and went out. Well, why don't you tell the story, because it's kind of interesting.
It wasn't just any four-wheeler, either. It's like a camouflage one, and this guy's got a matching outfit, like he was all decked out. Chipper Jones, who is the franchise player for the Atlanta Braves. I think he played for them exclusively, didn't he, Michael?
Yes.
Throughout his whole career. Yeah. He spent his whole career with the Braves. He just retired in 2012. He was sitting at home with his girlfriend, and they were monitoring Twitter, and, you know, they were hunkered down because this big two-inch snowstorm was taking over their town. And he saw on Twitter that his friend Freddie Freeman, who also...
Freddie Freeman is his friend?
A great name. Freddie Freeman, who should be a car salesman. He's actually an Atlanta Braves slugger. Uh-huh. He saw that he was stranded on the roads, and he had been there for like 17 hours or something like that. I mean, some ungodly amount of time. So his girlfriend tweeted that she was thinking about sending Chipper on rescue runs and that Freeman was their first hit. So that's exactly what they did. He finally got home after Chipper Jones gets on his little four-wheel drive thing, dressed in his very fashionable camouflage outfit. Yeah. And he went and got him. They parked his car so that he just left it there on the road. And took him home. And he said the best part was that Freddie hugged him all the way home because he was on the back of the four-wheel drive. And so it's all over Twitter now. Chipper Jones tweeted, guess what? It's really cold on the streets of Roswell and Crabapple on a four-wheeler, but my boy Freddie Freeman was stranded. I got you. There's pictures all over the place. His girlfriend Taylor Higgins says they made it home safe and sound. Hashtag thankful. And then Freddie Freeman took to Twitter to answer Chipper Jones saying he hugged me all the way home. And he said, it's a moment I'll never forget. So he made it home, and I don't know if Chipper went out and rescued anybody else. This might have been his one and only run, but good for him.
Yeah, that was a nice story. And meanwhile, Chick-fil-A gave food away their Atlanta stores to stranded motorists. Is that really what happened? They decided, okay, come on. And I think Chick-fil-A has gotten it got the sort of rhubarb treatment from the left because of something that the owner said a couple of years ago.
And they're closed on Sundays and people make fun of it. But, you know, I mean, you're allowed to do what you want to do. I think it's nice if you have a tradition to keep it. That kind of goes out the window these days. But, a good number of stranded motorists were able to find shelter in the storm because of the kindness of Chick-fil-A restaurant employees and the owner of the franchise, Mark Meadows. Once the snow started to accumulate, Mark Meadows closed the restaurant. He sent his staff home. But a few hours later, many of them returned because they couldn't go home. The store is about a mile and a half from the interstate, and it took about 2 hours just to get there, just that mile and a half. It was a parking lot. So the manager, Audrey Pitt, left her car on the side of the interstate and joined a bunch of bundled up drivers trudging through the snow. At one point, she said, hey, let's go. Let's go to Chick-fil-A. So they opened up the restaurant, and all these drivers that were trudging with her, hundreds of them, went into Chick-fil-A. They cooked up several hundred sandwiches and stood out, you know, handing out sandwiches along the roadway so that they could help people out who were stranded, which I think is a really cool idea.
Yep, good.
Gave them shelter and handed out food. Not
very
bad.
Cool. Good. 888-302-3684. Thank you for that report, Jennifer. And now to Ken Kessler over on the other side of the studio, who is following exciting things happening on our Twitter account. Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com, Good Day Show. What do we have regarding either the President's State of the Union, the winter weather, the things that have been heroically accomplished by people such as Jennifer just discussing? What sort of goodies do you have in the goodie bag there, Kenny?
Well, we asked people to check in with how cold it is this morning since this latest winter storm is supposed to be over now.
Uh-huh.
But Nathan says it's 6 degrees in Norfolk, Virginia. And Jim checks in with 5 degrees in Williamston, North Carolina.
It's what in Norfolk? Five?
Six.
Six?
Six in Norfolk and 5 in Williamston, North Carolina.
Woo!
That's cold.
I'm warmer here than that.
Yeah, they're not used to that.
They sure aren't. They won't do. The cars, you better make sure you've got that year-round stuff. Let's see, it was 29 here. Now, up to 40 later on. I'm talking about on the farm, 41, 42 over the course of the next 3 or 4 days. Let's see, what does California look like? Sunnyvale, 58 today.
I was going to say, it's probably 50-ish here right now.
Yeah, right. All right. In the next department, the Move Your Self Along department, I came across a study. Jennifer was showing me her new car last week, and I was interested to see what sort of luxury cars younger people are driving. And Jennifer is young, and she happens to have a car that we describe as, I don't know, I'm not really sure, but it's considered to be
an upscale. Yeah, Lexus is kind of a luxury, yeah.
Right, okay.
A luxury brand.
So, and I wouldn't have thought about this, frankly, except it sort of came, I was reading this when I was on the plane the other day, and I thought that it stands out. I was thinking about what it was like when I was your age, I was buying new cars every year, and the whole thing is different. Today, nobody buys a car. They lease them. Very few people actually buy the car. Have you ever owned a car, Jennifer?
No.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no. I mean, I did buy my Durango, and then my dad bought it from me for our use at our company.
Right. But other than
I
that,
did officially buy a car. But
yeah. And most people that I know are leasing cars rather than buying them. Many people don't want to own anything in their own name. There are a lot of different reasons. It's sometimes easier to get into a lease car. Kenny, though, you own your cars, right?
Yes, we do.
They don't lease cars that are 15 years old.
Oh,
right.
Listen to him.
No, I'm a team because Kenny doesn't care. He drives whatever car is handy by. He's got, like, yesterday, I took my truck. I had a new body put on the back of my F-350. Because the other one was all shot, and this is a truck that's now 14, 15 years old. And I'm debating, I put the body on the back of it. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get it painted and get the rust out of the front of it. And I'm looking at all that it's going to cost. You've got to replace the doors because the rust on the bottom is as bad as it is. It's $400
for that. That's something I'm very thankful that we don't have to deal with.
Paint the thing. And I'm thinking to myself, after all of this, should I have just gone to California and bought a truck that was the same year, spent the same amount of money, had no rust on it, just drive it home. Yeah, and I'm actually still thinking about that rather than, except Charlotte loves this truck. There's something about this truck that Charlotte absolutely loves. No, she's tinkled in the other one, and that's only because Georgette's dog tinkled in it once, and after that,
gotta have a matching tinkle,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Anyway.
I have to tell you, I wouldn't worry about having a nice car if I didn't have to, to schlep around clients a lot. And as superficial as it is, when you're going to meetings, people do judge you by the type of car that you drive. So,
well, that's what brings me around to the essence of what I found out with people your age, Jennifer. Cadillac says that they have this new Cadillac coupe. And most of the people who are buying it and or leasing it and ordering it are 70% of them are in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm thinking, although I had money when I was that age, I worked 2 jobs. Actually, I worked 3 jobs.
But when you lease, you don't need that much money.
No, you don't, actually. That was the point.
Which is why I lease.
Yeah.
Because I'm a sham. I have a fancy car and no money.
Well, but that's why not? If you can, that's where they want you to get into these cars. And it's not necessarily, there's the folks at Toyota say that more people in their 30s are renting the Lexus, or they're leasing the Lexus. The Infiniti by Nissan is being
a really nice car. I've looked at those too.
They have the younger model, if you will, like yours. Their model is pretty spicy. The Lexus,
cute,
you have,
isn't it?
Yeah, right, it is. And BMW has one of those. And the only American car maker that in this price range is selling and or leasing these expensive models, and there are other manufacturers. Ford can't get any traction there at all. They're not doing the people who are buying the Ford product are older, But the Cadillac seems to be the only American car that's working for the 30-ish
crowd. You know why?
Crowd.
Because why? The 30-ish crowd don't realize the stigma that used to be with Cadillac, that Cadillac used to be an old person's car. And so those people are now kind of fresh eyes because it's no longer the old person's car. So they don't even know that. It's not in their history. So it's easy for them to revitalize their brand with those 20-something
things. Isn't that interesting?
And it's a good-looking car. But you know what? That stigma's built in me. Oh, Cadillac, old car. But it's a great-looking car. It's sexy now. They've made it look really good.
Well, that was the point. That was part of it. I'm glad you grasped that point, because it isn't something that Ford's been able to do. People with Buicks, they've done some with marketing Buicks. And interestingly enough, one of the things that was most effective for Buick was having the Buick wagon in that movie with Sandra Bullock and the black kid. What was the name of that movie?
The Blind Side.
Yeah, the Blind Side. That was. Can you imagine that being a marketing tool?
Mm-hmm.
But it was. And now Suburban Housewives, they saw her and they saw this and say, oh, wow, this is great. I want to have a Buick station wagon.
Yeah.
Instead of a BMW or something. So that
Ford, I wish they would step up into that market now. I mean, even Kia's doing it. Hyundai's done it. It's like, come
on. A lot of younger people. Brendan was driving a Focus for a long time. He's getting rid of it now.
But again, that's not necessarily something that you pick up a client in and go, hey, look at me.
What, a Ford Focus?
It's a great car. It's a great, cute little car. I tell you right now, if I am lucky or when I am lucky enough to have children, I would get a Ford Edge for sure. It's a great car. I've rented it a few times. Love it.
All right. Good words from Jennifer at 12 before the hour, and good day.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow, it's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and light.
Refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer, Boston Mass, take responsibility.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88weirdspice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88weirdspice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is, the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88weirdspice.com. Watch for free at 88weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88weirdspice.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This year, Guitar Center turns 50. 50! From the British invasion to Britpunk, hair metal to hip-hop, Guitar Center has been there, helping all musicians feel the greatest feeling on earth. And to celebrate, this weekend they have 50 amazing special anniversary deals for $50 or less. Like a $120 Pearl snare drum, now just $50. Or turn your iPhone into a full-blown workstation with an iRig MIDI interface for iOS devices, also just $50. Get these deals and tons more at Guitar Center this weekend only, Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now 53 after Tech Talk time on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Shelley Palmer, our reporter, is here to talk about an iPhone setting which will let you remember passwords and other sensitive information. I don't know about you. I have three or four different passwords that I use. Mm-hmm. And then when it asks you for a PIN, yesterday I was trying to get into my doctor's. He's got this elaborate, we got to make sure we protect your data.
I know.
I can never get in. It's
you
so
can't
maddening.
Keep anything straight.
Yeah, I want to just go to another doctor, Frank. Yeah. And I like this guy, but it's too difficult to exchange information with him. Way too difficult. All right, anyway, we're going to have Shelley talk about this particular device from iPhone, and then some information about an Xbox gaming system that was saved by a fellow in a rather strange way. Coming up here, Tech Talk time is 54 past the hour.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell batteries.
Oh, no.
We test them for you free. Need a new one? No problem. Because only Advance Auto Parts carries Autocraft Gold batteries. Autocraft Gold is designed with power frame technology, engineered to give you longer battery life. Plus, at Advance Auto Parts, we'll install your new battery for you free. Only at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts.
With purchase, most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, as good as glass keyboards on our phones have become, they're less than ideal when entering complicated things like secure passwords. Touch ID on the iPhone 5S lets you bypass some password situations, but there's a lot it can't do. But if you're on iOS 7 and also have a Mac running the latest version of OS X, you can set your phone to remember things like your passwords and credit card info. On your computer, head into System Preferences to set up an iCloud security security code under the iCloud pane. Restart your iPhone, then head to the settings menu. Scroll down to iCloud, tap Keychain, and switch it on. After setting up an iCloud security code, your saved information from your Mac should appear. Then, in Safari settings, go to Passwords and Autofill and allow web forms to always autofill with your contact information. These steps make life easier, but they're also more of a security risk. You must decide if it's worth it to save some time and frustration. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Our technology report brought to you in part by the folks that bring you the Exergen Smart Glow Getaway. That's what we're doing here. We're giving away one of our Exergen winners. Get a $1,000 Visa gift card to use for a winter getaway anywhere you want to use it. And each week we're going to choose a winner that qualifies for the grand prize. So if you want to qualify, you have to send your Smart Glow Smart Tip. You're a parent, you're a grandparent, send it along. Go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Facebook is what we really like to use. And send us the tips that Kenny reads, what you have used for the best health tips for the cold and flu season, and be eligible for that $1,000 Visa gift card to use for a winter getaway. Interesting information from Kansas. A man was examined by paramedics after he ran back into a burning house to save his Xbox. Authorities said the man inhaled.
Left his mother, but he saved his
a lot of smoke when he reentered the home after the fire began. There's no word on whether it was one of the newest Xbox One home entertainment systems with Skype live television.
Shouldn't matter. Here's where it's where it shouldn't matter.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.